Good evening. We welcome all of you to this wonderful service tonight. We had this night of gospel music last year. We thought it was so good, we thought we'd have it again this year. Looks like we have a good turnout tonight. We want to welcome each one of you who are here. We welcome each of our gifted musicians who you will hear later on that will perform tonight. Sister Grace Ziegler is up here. Grace is really the one who organized this. She did a lot of work. She used the old-fashioned telephone to call the people, and it seemed to work pretty good. She got a lot of you to say yes. That's all you need to do is say yes. So she's going to be, after I'm done, she's going to be introducing each group this evening. And your program, hopefully you have a program tonight. You'll see at the bottom that there's going to be a free will offering to benefit youth with the mission and our Church of Brethren sharing cupboard. We have a sharing, for those of you who don't know, the church here has a sharing cupboard food pantry for the local needs of our area. And so after Sarah Wagner and the family and before Gracie Ginder, we're going to have a time of offering and prayer for that. I just want to say that our music tonight is to glorify our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and his gospel. I know when it comes to music performance, you know, there's the world's message is, you know, to be successful, but we're not really here for that reason. We're here to glorify our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And music is a wonderful ministry. It is a wonderful gift that God gave us. We're just going to enjoy this evening, and we're going to pray that everything tonight will glorify our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let's begin tonight with a time of prayer. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for this evening. We thank you, Lord, for each one, Lord, who's going to perform tonight. We pray, Lord, that we would center our hearts and minds now, Lord, on the leading of your Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, for the gift of music and the gift of each one who's going to do the performance tonight. We pray that everything that we say and do tonight will glorify our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, I'm supposed to introduce the first group. It is the Mixed Quartet from Myerstown Church of the Brethren. We're going to be singing two songs tonight. The first song was actually, I heard it when I met my wife. This is my wife, Rachel Moyer. She is originally from Floyd County, Virginia, which is near Roanoke. And she introduced a song to us. But as we're singing, this song is called I'll Meet You in the Morning. And when I heard the song, I thought of my grandfather. My grandfather was a free minister in the Church of the Brethren over at Indian Creek Church of the Brethren, where I grew up. And every time he would go to sleep at night, he would say to his wife, my grandmother, I'll see you in the morning. And even right before she passed away, he would say those same words to her, I will meet you in the morning. And really, that's the message of this first song. And the second song is Just a Little Talk with Jesus.
I will meet you in the morning by the bright river side when our sorrow has drifted away. I'll be standing at the portals when the gates open wide at the close of life's long, dreary day. I'll meet you in the morning.
With a how do you do? And we'll sit down by the river. By the river.
Sit down by the river.
And with rapture on a quiet
morning
by the smile
that I wear. disappointments and nobody shall die in that land where life's sun goeth down.
I'll meet you in the morning.
Meet you in the morning.
With
how do you do?
Do you do?
How do you do?
And we'll
sit down by the river.
By the river.
Sit down by the river.
And with rapture.
Streets of that city of gold, where we all can be together and be happy for a while the years and the ages shall roll.
I'll meet you in the morning. In the morning.
Meet you in the morning.
With
how do you do?
Do you
tell how do you do?
And we'll
sit down by the river.
By the river.
Sit down
rapture on the choir,
all the acquaintance renew.
You'll know me in the morning, in the morning.
Know me in the morning
by the smiles that I wear,
smiles that I wear.
When I
meet you in the morning,
in the morning,
meet you in the morning
in the city that is
city built, that city built for square. Once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in, and that little light from heaven filled my soul. It made my heart in love and wrote my name above, and just a little talk with Jesus made me whole.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry,
and he will
answer by and by.
When you feel
a little prayer will turning,
and you'll
know a little fire is burning,
you will find
a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
It makes it right.
Sometimes my past seems drear without a ray of cheer, and then a cloud of doubt may hide the light of day. The mist of sin may rise and hide the starry skies, but just a little talk with Jesus clears the way.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry,
and he will
answer by and by.
Now when you
feel a little prayer will turning,
and you'll know
a little fire is burning,
you will find
a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
It makes it right.
I may have doubts and fears, my eyes be filled with tears, but Jesus is a friend who watches day and night. I go to him in prayer, he knows my every care, and just a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will hear
our faintest cry,
and he will
answer by and by.
When you feel
a little prayer will turning,
and you'll know
a little fire is burning,
you will find
a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry,
and he will
answer by and by.
Now when you
feel the prayer will turning,
know
a little fire is burning,
you will find
a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
It makes it right.
Hallelujah. I must tell you, it feels good for me to be able to introduce these people because I know every group except one, and we'll find out who that is. I called them because somebody else told me they are very good. I have three ladies from here. I learned to know Bish, who is at the end, because she won the Jefferson Award just the year before I did. So, you know, after that, we talked a lot. Okay, Bish, you can come and introduce.
Members concert band, and I'm inviting you that our first concert for the season is the Sunday after Mother's Day at 3 o'clock up at the Senior Center in Lebanon, which is at 7th and Maple Street. You're all welcome to come. Tonight we're going to play Eugene and In the Garden.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies, for that fine music. The next person on the program is Kay Weaver. I've known her ever since she's a little girl. Right, Kay? Okay, Kay says solo, but I think she has more than that. I think she has some choir with her, too. So, Kay, we will let you come forward with your group.
This first song that we're going to share is a song that's always been a favorite of Grace and Victor's, and she requested it. So we are going to share The Lighthouse. And as I was doing this, I'm used to having an accompaniment tape with a full orchestra, but it is a tape, okay? And I thought, you know, just on a whim, last Wednesday, I asked this group if they'd be willing to come along with me and sing. And they all said yes. They've been singing with me for 25 years. not in this capacity, but as members of my choir. And, oh, they said I'm a hard one to say no to. So anyway, it's good to be here. I'm really glad they came along. And we're going to sing The Lighthouse. And then our second song will sincerely be our prayer for each of us.
Oh,
from the Lampeter Church of the Brethren.
I think this happened for us last year. One of our groups could not come, so we filled in with somebody from YWAM. Well, now this year, we are having somebody, but I don't know where he got to. Raise your hand. Where are you at, Randy? Oh, there you are. Randy Ziegler, he does recitations, and this is Earl Ziegler's son. So we asked Randy to fill in and give you something a little bit different. So come on forth, Randy. Tell us which church you go to.
Thank you, Aunt Grace. I'm a brother of yours from Huntfield Church of the Brethren. I'm glad that I was invited to participate this evening. The Voice of the Martyr is a magazine that's put out every so often. I don't know if it's monthly or quarterly, but it's a magazine that's dedicated to the stories of persecuted Christians throughout the world. Persecuted only because they're trying to spread the word of Christ. Thanks. What I would like to do this evening is share one of those stories that was portrayed in The Voice of the Martyr. My name is Saheed Masih, and I bring you warm greetings from the fabulous home country of mine, of Pakistan. Now, you might expect someone from Pakistan to have a Pakistani accent, and that's not the case, and there's a good reason for it. You see, I was born and raised in Akron, Ohio, where my father ran a tire distributorship, and from an early age all through high school, I was working at my father's shop, usually either installing tires or fixing flats. After high school, I went through a period of a few odd jobs, and finally, at the age of 27, one day a coworker of mine invited me to go to an evangelism service with him that evening, and at that service, I was introduced to Jesus Christ. That very evening, I accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. Praise God. After that evening, wanting to know more about this Jesus and his plan for my life, I enrolled in a Bible college. And 1 week before graduation, one evening, I had a dream. And in this dream, I was standing before two huge doors, massive doors. And I had an angel of the Lord standing to my right. And as we stood there, the doors opened, not outward, but inward, like they were beckoning me to come in. When the doors opened, I saw hundreds of faces of Pakistani people with looks of despair, with desperate looks on their faces, with faces that showed hopelessness and a spiritual disconnect. And the angel of the Lord said, "Saheed, God wants you to take his message to the Pakistani people. Tell them the parables that Jesus taught. Share with them the promise of the resurrection and eternal life. Tell them how Jesus taught us to love one another. And don't be afraid. I'll be with you." Well, my life was planned for me. So I took a few months off to get things in order, get a passport, get done what I needed to get done, and I was off to Pakistan. And in the last 28 years since I've been there, I've seen many amazing conversions to Christianity. I've seen many people come to Christ. I've also witnessed many miraculous healings that people have been made better. But the story I want to share with you this morning happened about a year ago. I had just finished up my work in one town in Pakistan, and I was on my way to my next location. Now, the next place I was going to go wasn't a real good part of the country. I knew it was inhabited by a lot of radical Islamists, but it's where I was called to go. And if God is with me, then whom shall I fear? So off I went. I boarded a bus to take the long trip. While I was on the bus, it afforded me the time to take out my Bible and go over my notes and do some studying in preparation. And that attracted the attention of some of my co-riders or some of the other passengers on the bus. And they began to ask me questions about my work, about the Bible, and about Jesus Christ. So I shared with them the parables that Jesus taught. I told them about the promise of the resurrection and eternal life. And I shared with them how Jesus taught us to love one another. Well, I didn't realize this, but with every word I was speaking, there was a gentleman sitting behind me wearing a turban who was becoming angrier and angrier at every word I spoke, until he finally tapped me on the shoulder and he says, "You talk about your Bible, you talk about your Jesus Christ. Why don't you ever mention our prophet, Muhammad?" I turned and said to him, "Well, I'm sorry, sir, but your prophet Muhammad is not mentioned in our Bible." "Well, he was. He was until you Christians would not accept him and you wrote him out of it." I wasn't there to be in an argument, and I wasn't going to spend the rest of the trip arguing with someone. So I just politely turned around back to my friends, and we continued our discussion on the Bible and on Jesus Christ and his role in our lives. Well, what I didn't realize was that the guy behind me was on his phone calling up some of his contacts up ahead. I found that out when we finally reached our destination and I got off the bus, and I was quickly surrounded by about a dozen guys who quickly overtook me, blindfolded me, and threw me in the back of one of three cars. Then we drove. While I was in the back seat, blindfolded, they were asking me lots of questions. "Who are you? Who sent you? Are you here to convert Muslims to Christianity? Are you a preacher?" I didn't say a word out of fear for my life. I didn't know what would trigger them. Finally, after about a half hour, the car stopped. We got out. They took my blindfold off, and I noticed we were in the countryside in a clearing that was bordered by trees. At that point, they surrounded me again, and they asked me, "All right, you better start talking, or we're going to kill you right here." And I said, "Okay, I'm Sahib Masih. I'm a missionary of God. Yes, I am here to promote the word of Jesus Christ and to share his teachings, his messages." And they said, "Okay, well, here's how it's going to work. You have to convert to the Muslim faith now, this moment. If not, we are going to torture you, and within a half hour, you're going to be begging us to convert. You have to give up this enthusiasm for Jesus Christ and join the Muslim community." And I said, "I will not. I will not give that. I will not give up my Jesus Christ. I will not stop spreading the word as I was called to do. And I'm prepared to take on anything that you want to do to me, up to and including death for my Savior." With that, they marched me to the edge of the clearing, to the trees. They removed my sandals and backed me up against a tree. They stood me on a large block of ice. So I'm barefoot on top of a block of ice. They had my hands bound behind the tree. They took rope around my ankles. They took rope a little bit right underneath my knee, around my waist, and around my chest, and tied me to the tree. Then they sat about 20 feet away and waited. While they waited, I took the opportunity to tell them about the parables of Jesus Christ that he told. I shared with them the promise of the resurrection and eternal life. And I told them how Jesus taught us to love one another. After about an hour, I could hardly feel my feet. They were numb, and I had pain shooting up to my knees. Intense, sharp pains. And as the time went by, the pains just progressively went higher and got a lot worse. Finally, after 4 hours, I could hardly take it anymore. And it was excruciating and so painful. And I was wishing that death would come and take me. When I could bear it no longer, I raised my face to the sky And I said, Jesus, this is your faithful servant, Saheed. Please, if it would be your will, take me home with you and end this misery. Take this pain away from me. And as I lowered my head, I noticed movement out of my right side. And I turned and looked. And it was the angel of the Lord, the same angel of the Lord who had stood with me 28 years before during my dream, who had told me, you will not be alone. I will be with you. And at that very moment, all of the pain that I was feeling all over my body disappeared. It was gone. I couldn't tell you, I can't explain to you how happy I was, but I started praising Jesus and rejoicing. I broke out into song and started singing every hymn that I knew until I finally passed out from exhaustion. When I woke up, I was in a ditch by the side of the road, alone. I looked around. There were my sandals. There was my Bible. And there was my wallet, everything intact. A little while later, a passerby came and picked me up and took me to the nearest town where I spent the next 6 weeks recovering from my sore feet. I stayed with a Christian brother who put me up. And after 6 weeks of nursing my feet back to health where I could walk again, I put my sandals back on and I walked into town. And the strangers that I met, I shared with them the parables that Jesus taught. I told them about the promise of the resurrection and eternal life. And I shared with them how Jesus taught us to love one another. And that's my story. But I have to get back to Pakistan soon because there are still a lot of people that I haven't reached yet. But what about you? What about you? What opportunities do you have to share your faith, to share your experience with Christ, with others? Don't be afraid to speak out and to share your faith and to share your knowledge about Christ with others, because Jesus will give you the words to share with others. And as my story shows, you will not be alone. Thank you for this opportunity to spend time and share with you.
I pray that this message has touched your heart, that you will think about what was said and presented to you. We now have Chuck Doser and a group are going to do instruments and singing. So Chuck usually comes to some of our senior citizens meetings in Schaeferstown, so I've heard him before, and they do quite well.
Good evening. I got a little sinus problem, a little, what would you call it? Hard to say. And I got a busted finger, it's hard to play. I'm in bad shape. But anyway, this first song we're going to do, how many people ever heard of the Easter Brothers? They were out of Georgia. You know, when they were growing up, at one time, they all three were in prison at the same time. They were rowdy and they liked to drink. And when they were in prison, they gave their life to the Lord. And from that day on, they wrote gospel songs and sang all gospel songs. And this song we're going to do, this is one. It starts out with his daddy. He sang this song. His daddy was dying. And if I cry, it's my fault. I ain't got no electronic equipment. It's all handmade. As the tears fill up the wrinkles in his face, as I held his withered hands, he smiled and told me, son, I'm gonna live in a better place. And now that eyes that will never fill with tears, I'll have legs that will never ache with pain. I'll have hands that will never age and wither, and a heart that will never break again. I have often heard and read about a city where with Jesus we will live forevermore. There's a mansion in construction for my dwelling, and the streets of gold will run by my front door. And I'll have eyes that will never fill with tears. I'll have legs that will never ache with pain. I'll have hands that will never age and wither, and a heart that will never break again. And the eyes of the blind will be open as they join the victory march of the lame. And the deaf that never heard the roar of thunder will rejoice that when the Savior calls their name. And I'll have eyes that will never fill with tears. I'll have legs that will never ache with pain. I'll have hands that will never ache and wither, and a heart that will never break again. And a heart that will never break again. How many people have ever heard of a singer named Alan Jackson? He recorded a CD back in 2004. It was a gospel album. And he put a song on there for his mom. It's one called, what's it called?
I want a stroller right there.
If I surveyed all the good things come to me from above, if I count all my blessings from the storehouse of love, I simply ask of a favor of the immortal King, and I'm sure He would grant it again. I want to soar with you some glad day, when all our troubles and heartaches have vanished away, then we'll enjoy the beauty where all things are new. I want to stroll over heaven with you. So many places of beauty we long to see here below, but time and treasures have kept us making plans, as you know. But come the morning of the rapture, together we'll stand anew while I stroll over heaven with you. I want to stroll some great day want to sing that chorus again. I want to stroll over heaven with you some great day when all our troubles and heartaches have vanished away. Then we'll enjoy the beauty where all things are new. I want to stroll over heaven with you. I want to stroll.
I don't know if I mentioned to all the groups that sang tonight and will be singing yet that Cindy Smith is going to lead you all in a choir. Okay, I have another young girl. Her name is Amanda Black. Amanda comes from the Midway Church of the Brethren. And when they had their Christmas cantata, or whatever they called it then, I heard her sing. People always said that her mother sounds like Patty Cline. Right? So maybe she's going to take right after her mother. So go ahead, Amanda.
Okay. I'm going to be singing two songs. The first one is Fade Away, and the second one is a modern twist on Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. And the common idea is that we all have a lot of distractions, and we're all very busy. But in the end, at the very core of it all, if we're not doing it for Christ and pointing back to him, we're kind of missing the point, and this has been a really good reflection for me. It's really easy to go day to day and not really think about it. So I hope that it really resonates with you, too.
Not my will, but yours alone forever. Here's my life.
in it, then I don't want it. Let all else fade away. Take the whole world and give me Jesus. Let all else fade away.
Attend which college? Messiah College. So it kept her busy to do her work for the college, so she only was able to prepare one song. And at this time, we're going to have the Sarah Wagner and family, all they have to bring forth to that. And after that, we will have the ushers lift the evening offering. And you can see on the bulletin what it's going to be going for. So this is a family that I'm not sure if I heard, but one of our members of our church had heard you at a program, and they said you have to get them. So here we are. So. We'll leave the program up to you. If you have something to say, that'll be fine.
Thank you very much. This is my niece, Sarah Wagner, and her sister, Jennifer Blystone. They are members of Myerstown UCC Church, and I'm their aunt, Ruth Ann Arnold, and I'm from St. Paul's UCC Church. And the two numbers we have tonight are the Old Rugged Cross and Amazing Grace.
Thank you.
glad you said yes when I called. Oh, this there, that one. At this time, we will lift the offering, and you see in the bulletins is for the youth with the mission. I would like one person who's here that is working with going to the mission field now. Esther, will you please stand? You didn't know I was going to do this, but I pull things. She is going to be going back to Vietnam to serve over there some more. Okay. Ushers, will you please come forward?
Wait, just a minute. We're gonna pray over the offering. And after the offering, I asked Earl to come up here. And while we take the offering, we're going to go ahead and sing a hymn. So let's bow our heads for our offering. Gracious God, we just thank you and praise you for who you are. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to be here this evening, Lord, to be a part of this wonderful music and talented musicians, Lord. And right now, Lord, we do lift up the youth with a mission for the ministry that they do, Lord, for all the traveling that they do, Lord. We just pray you send your protective angels upon those who are called to the mission field. We also pray for our sharing cupboard, Lord, that you would increase that ministry there to help those in need. And we give you, Lord, all the praise, honor, and glory, for we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Earl, come up here and lead us in our hymn.
Turn to your brown hymnals, 236K. Weaver, would you please accompany us with this? 236 in the brown hymnal.
Kingdom shore, to thy shore.
Thank you.
Okay, we have a young lady here who's going to come forth and sing. I would like Gracie Ginder to come. I've also heard her sing at some of our senior meetings that we had, and we enjoyed her. So you may choose your songs. If you have two for us.
From Schaeferstown UCC Church, and she is going to sing In the Garden. Young lady who was busy. She was in the play at the Elko High School, so you know she had a lot to memorize and to do, so we thank you for that one song. All right, we're having Sue Van Vliet and Jasmine Stoner to come forward. Sue, I know for years also, she sang at my husband's memorial service. Jasmine, I hadn't learned to know you, but Sue told me who you were.
Yes, I've known Grace for 31 years since I was a very young pastor's wife at the time. And Jasmine actually, when she was 18, went on a missions trip with you, Grace, to Louisiana. So thank you, Grace, for your persistence in those phone calls she makes. really. Thank you for being persistent, because you pushed me out of my comfort zone for tonight. So
I was going to have her sing a solo, and she said no.
I brought Jasmine as a moral support. When I found out she knew Grace, I thought it was fitting. So we're going to do two songs tonight. The first one's called Blessings, and the second one is Not Guilty. And we pray that you will be blessed by the message.
Thank you. I stand accused. There's a list a mile long of all my sins, of everything that I've done wrong. I'm so ashamed. There's nowhere left for me to hide. This is the day I must answer for my life. My fate is in the judge's hands.
Jasmine, maybe you and I can talk some more and learn to know who you are. All right. I don't know how to introduce the next one. It's Doug McGuire. All this and a bag of chips. Go and eat. There he comes. And you know, I told him I'm having him sing at my memorial service, but he keeps telling me and other people I don't give him a date. So here you are, Doug.
I don't know what to say, Grace. I'm getting booked up. I need a date.
Okay.
pleasant one for going to church. But I went that night somehow, in spite of that. They ushered me in with a warm and friendly smile and five rows back I sat. Five rows back, I remember it well, the story of Jesus I heard them tell. They told about heaven, and then they warned of hell. And I listened from high road now. Oh, the words of that preacher man were like burning arrows of truth, and they reached my heart as he spoke so earnestly. He told how Jesus suffered, how he bled and died, and he did it for folks just like me.
Amen. I was trying to figure out how long ago I first sung that song. That song was written by John W. Peterson, a great songwriter. But I was thinking it's 42 years ago that I first heard that song by a gentleman who came to the Bible college I was attending. And he sang it, and I fell in love with it. So I kind of stole it from him and made it my own. I've been singing it for many, many years. And that's how I started out in ministry, singing and traveling throughout the Southwest, and when I moved to Texas, involved in ministry. And then I got married, and this is my wife, my lovely bride, Diane, and we're going to be celebrating 38 years this summer. And we started singing, she started being my pianist and traveling some with me, and then we started a small family, and had a few children, and they sang with us. We've been here before a couple times, and now we're back full circle, and she's back playing for me again. We'd like to do another song. It's an old song, and it's sad to realize that the truth of this song is still happening today, 40 years later. Who would have thought that long ago and so very far away, a little child would be born and in a manger laid? And who would have thought this little child was born the King of Kings, the son of just a carpenter, but for whom the angels sing? And who would have thought that as he grew and with other children played, this child with whom they laughed and sang would die for them someday? And who would have thought this little child could make the blind eye see, feed the hungry, make rich the poor, and set the captives free? Oh, who would have thought this little child was who the prophet said would take away the sins of man and rise up from the dead? But I believe, and I will always sing, this little child, he is the King. Oh, I believe, and I will always sing, this little child, Kings. Many years have come and gone, yet this world remains the same. Empires have been built and fallen, only time has made a change. Nation against nation, brother against brother, men so filled with hatred, always killing one another. And over half the world is starving, while our banner of decency is torn, debating over disarmament and killing children before they're born. And fools who march to win the right to justify their sin, when every nation that has fallen from within. Yet in the midst of this darkness, there is a hope, a light that burns. This little child, the King of Kings, someday will return. Oh, and I believe, prophet said, we'll return to judge this world, the living and the dead. Oh, can't you see that long ago and so very far away, this little child, our only hope, was born a king? That day
have a great commission to work with. They're all good people, but they say, Grace, you know more people than I do. You get them. But here we are. We got good people here singing tonight, and I just pray that God will bless them as they continue their music. We have Cindy Smith with us. She is one of the head people at the Agape House in Lebanon. Whether you know anything about that, if she wants to just say a little bit, it's fine, Cindy.
Thank you, Grace. I don't know if I'm the head of anything. I think they run me more than I run them. But together we work for God's glory and for the freedom of women and children from homelessness at Agape. So I'm the director at Agape Family Shelter, and it's a pleasure to work there and through the rescue mission. Well, if I had to say the last person I would want to follow here, it would have been Doug McGuire. And so I thought about this for the last couple of weeks. And here I am. Isn't he phenomenal? Thank you so much for your ministry. So now I'm shaken like a leaf, like I've never done this before, and I've done it at least two or three times. But tonight I want you to think not about me singing, but I want you to think of the words I'm singing. Because this song is called The Pleasure of the King by my very favorite, Steve Green. And every line talks about God in creation, God with his people, and God with the heart of his people. And then he ties it together with Jesus Christ being his treasure, his pleasure. And just picture in your mind the words. All right, picture the picture, because you'll hear words and picture that picture in your mind, and you will see God tonight. Okay. I'm gonna need more volume.
Light of day.
Amen. Amen.
Everybody knows who this person is. It's coming in now. Her name is Carol Lucas, and she's playing the bang pipe. So she'll be praying in here.
Me. I'm Carol Lucas, and I play with the Quitapahilla Highlanders. If any of you have seen or heard them, our local pipe band in Annville, Pennsylvania. So those two tunes we're going to be playing in the upcoming St. Patrick's Day parades. We're going to be in York and Harrisburg in the next couple weeks. So the first one was Minstrel Boy, and the second was Let Aaron Remember. So I thought I would also play Amazing Grace for you all. I was trying not to get too close to the microphone.
Bia is a friend of Carol also, and they learn to know each other. So we were glad to have her, and I thought this would be a beautiful thing to end the music part. Let me thank you, Carol. Hey, Carol, if you want to help sing in the choir, you're welcome to. Cindy's going to lead all the ones that did music up here, and they're going to have a choir. So you may be part of it if you wish. All right, all those who have sang, played instruments, you may come forward.
Let me just say that we're going to do a hymn out of the songbook, out of the hymn, no. I grew up in the Salvation Army, so we have a Salvation Army songbook, so I forget that it's a hymnal. 111, if you'll turn to 111. In my heart there rings a melody. There rings a melody of love. So in the brown one, it's brown. There are two up there. Yes, please come up. Can you?
You can play.
Yes, she's. I've asked her already.
Help me, help me. Sorry.
We want
not sure
to
play now.
I'm not sure why I'm leaving that thing.
I'm going to say, you do it, yes. Now listen, we are here because we're joyful. We're happy that in our heart there rings a melody of love. Whose love? Christ's love.
Amen.
So feel free to stand up and clap up and have joy. Let's have some joy tonight as we go our separate ways. Go ahead, let's stand. You've been sitting a long time.
What a joy it is to be here tonight. All those that enjoyed it, put your hands up high. What a You know, we lose an hour of sleep tonight, so that's why we had it at 6 o'clock, so you have that extra hour. And then don't forget, when this is over, you have a fellowship time together, and there will be refreshments out there for you. I will ask Pastor Marty to come forward now.
I forgot about that hour change, and I want all of you not to be late in church tomorrow morning, so you can turn the clocks ahead. All right, let's all pray.
Amen.
Father God, what a joy it is to be in your house of worship this evening. And Lord, we just are inspired by the way you have touched us this evening, Lord. We especially thank you for those who have given their gifts of music tonight. And Lord, we just pray, Lord, that you just continue to bless each one as we go back to our homes, Lord. Help us to continue to sing that melody, the melody of Jesus Christ, who lives in our hearts. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Okay, thank you.